The hospitality industry is one of the largest key sectors of Florida's economy and was perhaps the earliest and hardest hit by COVID-19's disruption. One researcher says in the long haul, the demand shock caused by COVID-19 closures can be overcome. Nathan Line, a professor with Florida State University's Dedman School of Hospitality, says in the long term, a full recovery for the industry is likely. That's because, he says, it's built on facilitating human interaction.
In the end, hospitality is the business of bringing people together, right? And whether it's conferences, vacations, restaurants, you know, attractions, private clubs, weddings, you name it, it's the hospitality industry that meets one of our society's greatest needs, which is to socialize with other people. This is why the coronavirus has been so difficult. Slowing its progression means we have to temporarily give up that social aspect of human existence.
Line notes the hospitality industry nationally has taken significant hits twice in the past 20 years, both times having recovered.
So the first was obviously September 11, 2001, caused a severe decline in the air travel industry, which in turn trickled down to many hotels and restaurants. There were a lot of flight restrictions and people were simply afraid to fly. And then in 2008, 2009, of course, that was the financial crisis and, you know, the Great Recession that ensued.
There will certainly be difficulties rebounding in the immediate after the state economy opens up, and a key balance needs to be considered, Line says.
I think when it's ultimately safe to reopen the industry, I think it's important to realize that staffing is going to have to keep pace with demand growth and that we kind of make sure our expectations are realistic. Unfortunately, not everyone is going to get their job back right away. But as we discussed, you know, the good news is that prior to the pandemic, I think the U.S. economy is fundamentally sound. So there's reason to be optimistic about a relatively quick and hopefully sustained pattern of growth following the end of this pandemic.
Governor Ron DeSantis ordered bars and nightclubs in Florida close in mid-March and directed restaurants to move to takeout and delivery only March 20th. I'm Ryan Daly.